Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Environmental activist Dana Perls of Friends of the Earth US denounced in Montreal, Canada, that the gene drive is a new genetic engineering extinction technology which could permanently alter entire generations and populations of species. For this reason, Friends of the Earth International is calling for a moratorium on the release of gene drives in the framework of the session held in Montreal of the subsidiary body on scientific, technical, and technological advice to the UN Convention on Biological Diversity. To deepen on synthetic biology, the gene drive, the lobby by corporations and governments, and the UN negotiations on these issues, Real World Radio interviewed Dana Perls. The activist also highlighted the need to respect the right to free, prior, and informed consultation of local communities.
I am here in Montreal, Canada, at the UN Convention on Biodiversity, where 196 countries around the world, as well as thousands of civil society groups like Friends of the Earth International, indigenous people, local communities, and government agencies are gathered here to discuss the conservation of biodiversity. So we're here for 1 week with topics ranging from synthetic biology, gene drives, and risk assessment to marine biodiversity, pollinators, management of protected areas, and many topics that all relate back to how do we conserve biodiversity on this planet. Friends of the Earth International represents one of the largest environmental networks on the planet. We represent frontline communities all over the world who are experts in protecting biodiversity, people whose livelihoods depend on biodiversity, expert scientists. It's important for scientists and for country delegates to hear from the people of their country. It's important for them to not just be looking at peer-reviewed studies, but hear directly from frontline communities about what are the priorities, what do governance around the world need in order to have the most robust regulations, risk assessments, and how best to preserve and protect not only biodiversity of nature, but also people's livelihoods. And we are well respected in this space. We collaborate with the hundreds of civil society groups here, and together we form a significant part of this movement. One of the top issues at the UN Convention on Biodiversity, not just for Friends of the Earth, but in general here, is the question about gene drives. And gene drives are these new, very extreme and risky forms of genetic engineering. They've never been used before, but they are an extinction technology, a type of genetic engineering that could drive a population into extinction, or it could drive a population of plants or organisms like an insect to carry a certain trait through future populations. It's designed to spread. So this has implications not just for one country, not just for one issue, but has implications for biodiversity now, tomorrow, and to the future on across all different types of nature. So that's one big issue. And Friends of the Earth International, as well as many other organizations, are pushing for a moratorium on the release of gene drive organisms. So we are asking that no gene drive organisms should be released in nature. We need to pause, understand. We need to set up very strict regulations, biosafety, containment, monitoring. Another big deal is the question of free and prior informed consent, which is to say that before any sort of release like a gene drive is made or going to be developed, that indigenous peoples and local communities need to be not just consulted with, but need to have the right to make a decision as to whether they want whatever the release is to happen on their land or in their community. Those are two really hot topics. I would say a third is that companies that are making these new synthetic biology products using CRISPR or using synthetic biology have to produce public tests so that we can test and monitor and evaluate and know where these synthetic biology organisms or products are coming up. And this is important not just for preserving food systems that are organic and regenerative, but also to protect food sovereignty, to protect agricultural systems, to know where synthetic biology products are showing up. So those are three of the many big topics within synthetic biology. We're also covering things like biopiracy, what does risk assessment look like, a number. It's a really big topic. It's probably one of the hottest here at the Convention on Biodiversity. Certainly 2 years ago when we were at the Conference of the Parties in Cancun, very few people knew what a gene drive was. Nobody had really heard of this extinction technology. Now, almost 2 years later, many people have heard of a gene drive. Part of this is because of the educational work that Friends of the Earth as well as allies around the world have done. However, this is also in part because companies that are trying to profit from and develop gene drives have put an enormous amount of money into their public relations and advertisements about the potential benefits of gene drives. This advertisement and capacity building by the companies does not include the risks and the major scientific concerns and dangers to biodiversity. Rather, companies are spending a lot of time and money approaching governments and also approaching local communities to try and have some sort of a buy-in, approval of sorts in hopes for future testing. So there's one company called Target Malaria, and Target Malaria gets funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they are connected via some of their researchers to the U.S. military. Now, they are proposing to make mosquitoes in Burkina Faso extinct by releasing this gene drive mosquito. There are so many problems with this, not to mention they have not spoken with local communities. There are no methods of regulation or containment, no biosafety standards, there's no assessments, and yet there is millions and millions of dollars being poured into Target Malaria to try and convince governments and local community members that this will get rid of all malaria. This is hugely problematic, not because we don't want to get rid of malaria, we do. However, there are proven ways to do that that are not risky, that don't put human health and the environment at risk and don't set us up to truly destroy biodiversity. So what we're seeing is heavy industry and company presence and a lot more influences over governments. Yesterday, we heard all of the different countries' positions. Some of them were okay, some of them were terrible. And then tonight, we start negotiating. As a civil society group, we are not allowed to speak during the negotiations themselves. However, we will be able to observe and see which countries are staying true to their word, which countries are listening to the voices of civil society, and which countries are being influenced rather by industry. So at the end of this week, the delegates will make a recommendation to the Conference of the Parties. So no final decision will be made this week, but rather we'll see concrete recommendations then get sent on to another meeting where leading lawyers and trade specialists and top lobbyists and delegates will show up and they will do the final approval. Those meetings will be held in November in Egypt, and Friends of the Earth International will definitely be there with a team and ready to work hard to ensure that we have strong regulatory recommendations in place to protect biodiversity against the impacts of genetic engineering, synthetic biology, gene drives, and gene editing.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.